a record detailing what informed his decision to sign the National Health Insurance Bill into law is a matter of privilege. Comes after the president has petitioned the Constitutional Court in an application for leave to appeal in a High Court judgment over the NHI Act. Now, what is this in respect of a privilege? What makes it a privilege? I don't know. Let's get some answers. Now, member online, James Mitchell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Barry.
Sorry?
Barry is my name.
Barry Mitchell.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What makes it a privilege? It's the use of the word privilege, Barry, quite a strong word.
It is quite strong. Look, I'm not a legal expert, but I think the context of the contestation of the NHI is important for our listeners. Many laws have been promulgated into law since 1994, democratic breakthrough. So the question is, why is this such a contentious issue? And the clear answer to that is because NHI seeks to dismantle a highly unequal two-tiered health system and ensure that the government fulfills its constitutional obligation, in particular Section 27. So this kind of contention around it is based upon very privileged private health insurance companies that are purely driven by profit, not the health of our people. So this is the necessity, or this is the reason why they have gone to this length to contest it. The question again remains, why haven't they questioned other issues in legislation around this matter of privilege? And I don't think it's necessarily a good characterization, privilege, because remember that this has been extensively discussed within public participation process. Over the last 25 years, this law has been scrutinized by NEDLAC. It's gone to all 9 provinces through the National Assembly. It's gone again to the second round through the NCOP to the 9 provinces. So that kind of information is there. It's recorded. It's recorded in parliamentary records. It's recorded in presidential health compacts, which some of these very, this is laughable, some of these very people that are contesting it were signatories to the health compact. So it's a matter of them putting profits over the people. I don't necessarily agree with the characterization of privilege, because that information is there for public to consume.
But now, Barry, the NHI bill has been signed into law. We are still asking the question as South Africans, is this essentially the rescue act that our health sector needs, requires?
Most definitely, 100%. And in actual fact, it's been delayed for far too long. The majority of the health budget spend goes to the private sector or private health sector, which only caters for 14% of the population. So the majority of that money is going to a tiny proportion of the population. And as NAHAL and as other progressive organizations and people that are putting the interests of our people first, we're saying this will be a major transformative law. And once it's rolled out, a major transformative system and structure that will meet the basic needs, health needs of our people in South Africa, especially in consideration of our high unemployment rate, inequality and poverty. This is one of the mitigating issues that will alleviate those stresses amongst our communities and our people. So for us, it's not even a question whether this thing is transformative. We know it is. We can use international benchmarking as examples. And indeed, with our country with high percentage of HIV tuberculosis, 54,000 people, by the way, die of tuberculosis every year, which is a preventable disease. So the rollout of NHI is not only just a principled ideal, it's an obligation of the state that they must fulfill.
But if we're at this point now, Barry, there are still many naysayers and many South Africans opposed to the bill. What do we say to them?
Well, the many is what we have to actually carefully identify. Who is the many? Because through the public participation process, the two rounds, whether it was in through the NCOP or NA, there was overwhelming support for the NHI. The only dissenting voice was obviously coming from the DA for obvious reasons. They didn't care about working class and poor people. And then the private health insurance companies that stand to lose billions of dollars or rands even. So those dissenting voices, I think that we need to definitely engage to see as to whether their challenges to the NHI are legitimate or whether it's based on their personal prerogative of ensuring that we milk our people with as much money as possible through private healthcare.
Interesting and valid points made. Barry Mitchell, Nihau member, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Have a great evening.
You too.